I'm Jacob, and we're headed down Gilead Lane.
See any U.S. president come to life from a balloon?
Justin, you look awful!
I think I'm gonna be sick.
And he was born in a log cabin that he built with his own two hands.
Tell us what you know about balloon tying.
I wondered when this was gonna happen.
You've got to be kidding. 25 pages by this Friday?
I guess, but I didn't read through your makeup assignments. Lauren just met me when I was walking home from school and said, give this to Justin. And your teacher gave me yours, Mikey.
How am I supposed to get better when I have a huge report to do?
At least you don't have to do a 25-page presentation on Friday.
Do you guys want anything before I go? Mom said to ask.
No, I'm fine.
I could use another chocolate shake.
She said you'd ask for that, and she also said that 3 was enough for today.
Aw, come on!
I can't believe you guys have missed a whole week of school.
Haley, it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, but you've missed every day so far.
It's a good thing Mom's around to make us shakes.
Yeah. What would you guys do if Mom had a real job?
A real job? What do you mean? It's full-time just taking care of Michael, let alone all 5 of us.
Hey!
I'm kidding, Mike.
Okay, I gotta go. You sure you don't want anything?
Yeah.
Could you just put this folder on my dresser?
Aren't you even gonna look at your assignments?
Maybe later. My folder doesn't look as thick as yours.
I can't believe Miss Jensen already made the brochures for the school carnival.
You know how she is, Haley. She loves to make these brochures, even if we don't need them for months.
Well, you have to admit that she makes the carnival look pretty interesting, Jess.
To say the least. Look at this one, the balloon tying booth.
What's so special about balloon tying?
Oh, it's not just any balloon tying. Listen, see any U.S. president come to life from a balloon, from John Adams to Andrew Jackson. Our forefathers like you've never seen them before.
Jess, it does not say that.
Just so look.
Weird. I wonder who's going to help us with that booth. Are your parents going to be there?
Definitely not my dad. But if my mom can get off work, she might. I have to ask her. I'm sure your mom will be there, though, right?
Probably. Why'd you say it like that?
Like what?
Like there was no doubt about it or something.
Well, there is no doubt. I mean, she comes to almost everything. I would, too, if I didn't have a job.
You don't have a job.
Ha ha. If I was a mom and didn't have a job.
My mom does a lot of stuff.
I guess. But honestly, Haley, don't you think she gets bored staying at home all the time?
I don't know.
What does she do all day? My mom would just die if she had to sit around the house like that.
She doesn't just sit around the house.
Well, what does she do? Make our forefathers come to life from balloons.
She could if she wanted to.
You're kidding, right?
No. My mom's a whiz with balloons. I mean, with 7 birthday parties a year at our house alone, people come to her for ideas and stuff. She can make anything with balloons, I'm telling ya.
I guess it's too bad they have someone for the booth already.
Yeah, too bad. I'm sure she would have done it, too.
All right, kiddies, yoo-hoo! Attention, please! Put the sample brochures in the middle of your tables. Well, how do you like my booth ideas?
It's unique, Miss Jensen.
And educational.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought, too. I just hope it will work.
Why wouldn't it work?
Well, technically, we don't have anyone to tie up the balloons yet. But maybe you all can help. Does anyone know where we could find that special someone who could craft presidents out of balloons?
This is perfect, Haley.
Miss
Jensen?
Yes, my dear?
Haley was actually just telling me that her mom knows how to do it. She's a balloon expert. Gives seminars and things.
Really?
Well, she,
Do you think maybe she would help us out?
It's not like she has anything else to do, right, Haley?
I'll ask her tonight.
Oh, excellent. Now on to other matters.
Justin, honey, your cough sounds awful.
I'm fine, Mom. I just gotta get this done.
You've been working on it all day. You haven't rested at all, and you know how sensitive your stomach gets when you have too much stress?
I gotta give this presentation tomorrow, Mom, and I have almost 10 pages left.
Well, drink your tea. It's honey and lemon. It should help. I'll bring up some soup later.
Thanks. You're the best.
Well, I try. Michael, what about you? You need anything?
Nope, but I think I might go outside for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think some fresh air would do me some good. And besides, I've been in bed all day.
Have you even started your makeup work?
Oh, I'm not worried. Fridays are never big days at school. I'll be fine tomorrow. So can I go, Mom?
Do you think that's a good idea after missing 4 days of school?
Of course it's a good idea. You always say fresh air is good for you.
Well, your fever's gone. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave this decision up to you.
Are you kidding?
No. Mikey, if you think it's a wise choice, go ahead.
Yes!
But no more complaining about being sick. You make the choice. You pay the consequences. Understood?
Yep. See you later.
I can't believe you let him go.
Sometimes people have to learn things the hard way. Now, you drink this tea and think about an early bedtime, young man.
I just wish he did more, Grace.
Well, have you talked to your mom about all this, Haley?
No.
Don't you think that'd be a good idea before you get so upset about it?
But I don't want to make her feel even worse. She probably feels awful enough because she doesn't have a job.
Maybe she doesn't even feel bad to begin with.
Why wouldn't she?
Well, maybe your mom is happy with how things are, and you should accept her for who she is, like you accepted me.
Huh?
The whole town would love to change me, but you accepted me just how I am.
But that's different. People just need to meet you. I should just make everyone come over here.
You can't force anyone to meet me, Haley. That wouldn't change things. You have to come with an open heart. You cannot be dragged into accepting someone.
Yeah, but the only reason they're scared of you is because you're blind.
No, it's because I'm different. Just like your mom is different from a lot of people.
Because she stays home and no one else does.
I wouldn't say no one else.
I just wish she'd do more or something, so people wouldn't think bad stuff about her.
Well, as long as you don't start volunteering her for things.
Volunteering her for things. Ha! Well, thanks, Grace. Great talking to you.
What?
Have a good day, and I guess I'll talk to you later.
But Haley, where are you going?
I gotta get back and help my mom with the boys or with dinner or something. See you tomorrow. It was just one thing I said she'd do, and they'll probably forget about it anyway. I mean, it's months away.
Haley, what are you doing down here?
More like, what are you doing outside? Weren't you sick all day?
Mom said I could decide if fresh air was good for me. And I think it was. But why were you near that crazy lady's house?
Grace? She's not crazy, Mikey.
Then why'd you look so worried? You were talking to yourself. She didn't do anything, did she?
Mikey, what's wrong with you? Of course she didn't do anything.
Well, you're not going back there. Everyone knows she's nuts, Haley. And Corian's a pretty nice town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think there's a reason why no one goes near the end of Gilead Lane? It's because of her.
Can we just drop it? I have to get home. And so should you. You were playing football at the park, weren't you?
Maybe a little.
Mikey, do you know how mad Mom and Dad would be if they knew you went off and played football after being sick all week?
Mom told me the choice is up to me.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you at home. The girls' club? Dog training class? What do you mean they need a teacher? Isn't it their job to find someone? But we don't even have a dog. I know we need this badge, Jess. And I know my mom's the only one without a job. Well, yes, she could teach it. I mean, she knows people who have dogs and... Fine, I'm sure she'll do it. Yeah, bye, Jess.
Oh, hi, honey, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Try again, that wasn't quite believable.
Mom, don't you ever think it might be a good idea if you did some extra stuff since you're not working and all?
What?
You know, around school and around town. You could get a job or something.
Well, because you guys don't keep her busy enough.
Well, don't you ever wish you did more?
The only thing I wish for is more time with you guys. I'm already busier than I'd like to be, and you're all growing up so fast.
It's true. You'll be in junior high before we know what happened.
Dad, I'm only in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. It'll go faster than you think, ma'am.
Oh, speaking of junior high, would you run upstairs, sweetie, and see if Justin's still working himself to death?
Sure. Mom, do you know how to shape U.S. presidents out of balloons?
What?
Never mind.
What was that all about?
Oh, who knows where Haley gets all her ideas.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to go up and read Timmy his bedtime story.
Oh, okay,
I'll
honey.
Meet you there.
Oh, make sure Justin and Michael are ready for bed, too. Hello, Morrisons. This is Mary. Mm-hmm. Really? Well, I'm sorry, but I just can't help you. I think you must have gotten me confused with someone else. We don't even have a dog. Okay, bye. That was the strangest call.
Justin, you look awful.
Haley?
Thanks a lot.
You're just so white, like you stuck your face in baby powder or something.
You leave him alone and eat your breakfast, or you'll be late for school.
Did you already eat, Mike?
No, I'm not hungry.
You not hungry?
Michael, eat your breakfast. I already told you the answer is no.
But, Mom, I don't think I should have to go today. And besides, I missed the rest of the week. Why should I have to go today?
If you were well enough to go down to the park last night, you're well enough to go to school.
Mom!
I told you, you made the choice. You pay the consequence. Now, I'm going up to make sure Timmy and Brooke are ready for school. You all finish your breakfast. And, Justin, at least eat your toast to settle your stomach.
I can't go to school today.
Why not? You don't look sick like Justin.
He doesn't want to go to school because he didn't do his report, did you, Mikey?
I don't want to talk about it. Maybe Mrs. Collins will forget that I was supposed to give my speech today.
Yeah, maybe.
You'll be lucky to make it through yours.
So, class, do we have any volunteers for our big presentations?
I'm ready to go, sir.
Look at that. First day back and he's raring to go. That's the spirit, Justin. Come on up.
My report is on Henry David Thoreau, a great American writer. Today I'd like to talk to you about this.
One of our U.S. presidents. The first to go today will be Michael Morrison. Michael?
Today? I'm supposed to get my report today?
Yes, Michael. You've had this assignment for 2 weeks, and there was a reminder in your makeup folder. Now please come up to give your report to the class.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about, Abraham Lincoln. Good old Honest Abe. Abraham Lincoln. President Lincoln.
Yes, Michael, we know it's about Abe Lincoln. Please move on.
Okay, well, see, Mr. Lincoln was our president once, a long time ago. And he was born in a log cabin that he built with his own two hands. Quite a guy. That Abe Lincoln, he just loved log cabins.
And Thoreau lived in a cabin during the time that he wrote his famous book, Walden Pond. He lived there for... Whoa.
Justin, are you all right?
Yeah. My stomach just felt a little strange. So, Thoreau stayed in this cabin.
And he loved living there. In fact, he liked log cabins so much that he invented Lincoln Logs. You know, one time I built this incredible house out of Lincoln Logs,
Mr.
and...
Mr. Morrison.
Mr. Morrison? Justin, are you all right?
Yeah, No, I think I'm gonna be sick.
But if you're going to be sick, you have to do the makeup work, Michael. And you had more than enough time to complete this assignment. Now, are you done with the report or not?
Well, the thing is, Mrs. C, I've been really sick.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick now. That's disgusting.
Okay, Justin, why don't you head on down to the nurse and... Bill, could you get a custodian to come clean this up, please?
Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry too, Michael. You are going to have to take an incomplete for this assignment.
My mom and dad are picking up our exchange student today. She's only staying for a week, but it'll be so fun.
Where's she from?
Portugal. The only problem is no one we know speaks Portuguese.
Too bad.
Yeah. Hey, your mom doesn't speak Portuguese, does she? Because that would be perfect. She'd have all the time in the world to hang out and translate.
Aren't exchange students supposed to know English when they come over here? You could just use our language. Then everyone's involved, right?
But it would be so cool for her to have someone there who can speak her language. Do you really think she can do it?
Well, of course she could.
I just can't believe your mom speaks Portuguese. What luck!
But Jess, I didn't say that.
Oh, I forgot. That's my mom. I have a doctor's appointment. She'll be so excited that your mom can help, though.
No.
I'll have her call tonight. Bye.
I did it again. How do I keep doing this? Ugh.
Justin, how are you feeling?
A little better.
Oh, good. What's the cordless phone doing in your bed?
I had to call Lauren to find out what we did today after Mom picked me up.
Well, I'm sure the call could have waited until you felt a little better. You have the whole weekend ahead of you.
Come on, hand me the phone. I'll put it on the dresser. Hey. Hey, what's this folder, Michael?
Oh, that's nothing. It's just from when I was sick.
It says here you had a report due today.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
Michael, I don't remember you working on any president report.
Well, I guess I just sort of forgot.
Did you give your report to the class, sir?
Well, I had nothing ready, so what I said wasn't very good. And I got an incomplete.
Oh, Michael.
I'm sorry.
I told you to do your makeup work. See what happens when you just fool around?
Justin. You know, Mom and I came up here to have a little chat about the way both of you have been using your time. And in light of what Michael just told us, it looks like this talk is overdue.
Yeah. I think I'm highly productive with my time. I got so much work done, and I didn't even feel good this week.
And you also made yourself more sick in the process.
Well, sometimes we need to take it easy in order to give our best to the things we do.
That's my motto.
Yeah, Michael. Now, while it's important that we spend time relaxing, we still have a responsibility to fulfill our obligations.
Big sentence, Dad.
Let's put it this way. You had an assignment to do, and you failed because you decided to spend your time out playing.
And while you could have spent this weekend playing, with your work behind you, now you'll have to spend the weekend writing an acceptable report for Mrs. Collins in your class.
But, Mom, Mrs. Collins didn't say I had to redo anything.
You will do the assignment, and that's final. You'll take the grade you deserve, but you need to show Mrs. Collins respect by completing your project the right way.
Do I have to write it over the weekend?
Yes, you do. And you won't be going out to meet the boys at the park.
Mom!
Michael James, if you would have written your report on Thursday night instead of going to meet your friends, you'd have all weekend to be with them.
But you said it was my choice.
And what else did I say?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
You said I pay the consequences for the choice I make.
Michael, part of growing up means having to make decisions with what to do with your time. You have to figure out what your priorities are.
See, Mikey? You have to stop being such a slacker.
Hey, not so fast, young man.
Huh?
You, sir, could learn a lesson from your brother.
You're kidding, right?
Very funny, Dad.
No, I'm being serious.
Think about it. Do you think it's possible to ever work so hard that you just get lost? That you lose sight of what's valuable?
My guess is yes.
Good guess.
It's just as foolish to do too much and wind up paying the consequences.
Yeah, but Dad, I had a lot to do. It was a 25-page report.
And you sacrificed your health to get your project done.
Yeah, I think we need to remember that God not only wants us to do our best in everything we do, but He also wants us to take care of the gift of health He's given us.
Right. And doing your best would have been to wait until you were thinking clearly enough to actually write a report.
I hear you.
All right, good.
What is going on? That phone has been ringing off the hook lately. Hello? This is Mary. Excuse me? But I've never... Yes, I understand it, and we planned on attending the school carnival when it comes up, but I've never tied balloons into former U.S. presidents before. Yes, I'm quite sure. I don't have any idea. Thank you. And I hope you find someone.
Former U.S. presidents? That wasn't about my report for Mrs. Collins, was it?
No, I'm not sure what it was about. But I do think I know who's behind it.
Right. Where's Haley? Here she is.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, hon. I need to ask you a question.
What did I do now?
Tell us what you know about dog training and balloon tying.
I wondered when this was going to happen.
What's going on, Haley?
I don't even know where to start.
Well, how about the beginning?
Okay. Well, actually, it's kind of funny you should ask. See, a couple of days ago in art class, Miss Jensen was letting us look at her carnival brochures, and we saw the balloon tying booth in there. And Jessica asked if you were helping at the carnival, Mom, and she started asking about what you do all day. She thinks it's really weird that you don't have a job.
Ah, so that's why you asked me to get more involved in things the other day.
Yeah, well, she made me feel like there was something wrong with you because you had to stay at home all day.
Haley, how did Mom get volunteered for the balloon tying booth?
Well, I don't really know. It all happened so fast. I guess I kind of said that you can do lots of stuff and that you knew how to tie balloons like that.
Into former presidents?
I didn't know what to do. I thought they had someone for the booth. And then Miss Jensen said they were still looking for someone. Jess yelled out that you could do it before I could stop her. And then the whole class was looking at me. And Miss Jensen was waiting. And it was...
And you spoke for me without asking.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't mean to. And I was hoping everyone would just forget about it.
Hey, you know that you lied, Haley.
Yeah.
Now, not only is it wrong to lie, but look what happened, huh? Now they have to find someone else for the booth, and you've disappointed Miss Jensen.
I'm sorry, and I know it's wrong to lie, but I didn't know what else to do.
Well, I wish that were all, but how did I get signed up to teach a dog training class?
Jess called me and told me that the girls' club needed someone to teach the class for our badge, and she said that she was sure you had the time to do it and that no one else could.
So you told her I could?
More or less. Oh. That happened really fast, too. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want them to think bad things about you, Mom.
Well, Haley, while it's sweet of you to care, even if they did think ill of me, I don't mind at all. I'm very happy with the way things are.
And what made you think that volunteering your mom for things was a good idea? I mean, especially things she doesn't have a clue about.
I don't know, Dad.
Do you feel like I don't do enough with you, sweetie? Is that it?
No, not at all. It's just so hard because everyone always talks about what their moms do. And they all have really cool jobs. And they make it sound like if you don't work, you're a loser.
Do you feel that way about me?
No. I love that you're home. I love that I can call you when I need you. And that you're not off in a meeting like Jess's mom usually is. And that I get to see you at night and that you come into my classroom whenever you can. I don't want you to be anywhere else. But do you like it?
Oh, sweetie, I love it. There is nothing else I'd rather be doing.
Hey, you have to remember that your mom wasn't always a mother.
Obviously, Dad.
What I mean is that she had a job before you guys were born. She was a teacher. She was a really good one.
I loved that job. But 14 years ago when Brooke was born, I didn't want to be anywhere else. Being a mom to one kid is a big enough challenge. Multiply that by five, and you've got your hands full.
You know what, Haley? Even if Mom did know how to tie balloons and train dogs, she doesn't really have the time to do all that stuff. She has a lot on her plate.
It's true. I have a full schedule. And I have to be really careful with how I divide and spend my time with you guys.
Yeah, I know you always have stuff to do for Timmy's class, a Michael's football team, and Justin's rocket club, and Brooke's cross-country team, and...
Stop, you're making me tired. But you're right. And it's not just all that stuff. It's making sure that you're all taking good care of yourselves, and that you have something to eat when you get home, and that you get your homework done.
And that you're okay if you've had a bad day, and that you have someone to talk to, and that you make good choices, and that you all love each other.
And most importantly, that you grow up loving God and wanting to live for Him.
Amen.
Now you're making me tired.
Oh, Haley.
Now, there is one other thing we should really talk about.
What?
I'm a little worried that you found it so easy to lie, Haley Grace.
Dad, I just...
Oh, this crazy phone. Hello? Oh, yeah, may I ask who's calling? Mary, it's Jessica's mom for you.
Hello? I'm sorry, did you just say Portuguese?
Uh-oh, I forgot about that one.
Well, sounds like Haley still has some explaining to do. Thanks for being with us today. And we'd love to hear from you if you have anything you'd like to tell us. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, Sick of It, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., with music by John Campbell. And our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time down Gilead Lane.